If you drive on the New York State Thruway between Syracuse and Rochester, you'll go right through the Montezuma National Wildlife Refuge, a huge wetland that every spring is filled with large flocks of migrating waterfowl and other birds. David Chinatry of the New York Reporting Project at Utica College recently visited the refuge and spoke with Chris Lajeski, the director of the Audubon Center.
Montezuma is a sprawling habitat of wetlands, forests, grasslands, 50,000 acres. It's huge. There's nothing else like it in the entire Northeast United States. So it's really that first critical resting stop during migration that birds have access to as they're coming north from the mid-Atlantic states. They rest here for a couple weeks, eat, find their mates, and then continue northward to the Arctic tundra. I'm Chris Lajeski, and I'm the center director at the Montezuma Audubon Center. Great shot there, white tail, white head.
What do you have there?
That's the adult bald eagle, soaring over that flooded out marsh looking for fish to eat this morning. Well, there it goes down, ooh! And up it goes. Strike one, missed. That is the osprey nest. That osprey nest is fairly new in the last couple of years. Like the bald eagle, osprey has returned, and it's breeding now in significant numbers, a very common bird now here at Montezuma. Starting in the 1930s, the U.S. government, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, recognized the significant decline in waterfowl populations across our country and identified Montezuma as a critical place to restore habitats to allow waterfowl populations to rebound. If Montezuma didn't exist, the number of waterfowl and bald eagles that we have on this planet would be significantly diminished. Peak of the waterfowl migration here at Montezuma is amazing. The sky is filled with hundreds of thousands of snow geese, northern pintail ducks, Canada geese, American black ducks, mallards, and nearly two dozen other waterfowl species. We have enacted conservation laws in this country that have benefited these birds. And people are coming out and helping the wildlife biologists restore habitats, like here at the Sandhill Crane Unit. But as we restore these habitats, put water back on the land, and restore them with native vegetation, and keep out invasive plants, we're seeing this habitat come back to life, and the birds are telling us that it's a success, and it's a big turnaround from where it was.
That was Chris Lajeski, director of the Audubon Center at the Montezuma National Wildlife Refuge, speaking with David Chinatry of the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.